Break the sheep.
Eyes No Eyes, a supergroup of sorts featuring members who have previously or are currently in acts like Ghostwave, Bespin, DHDFD, Seaview's Trip Pony, Boy Boy, Space Ventura. List goes on. They're currently number one on the BFM Top 10, which was a lovely surprise with their track on TV. And to tell us more, Jesse Casson joins us on the line. Good evening. Good evening, Jesse.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Zach.
Yeah, number one on the BFM Top 10.
That's crazy. You just told me now, like just before.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's awesome.
Put that one on the...
Thanks for voting for us, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Auckland. Put that one on your NZ On Air application form.
Yeah, that's amazing. Crazy.
As I say, you've pulled members from lots of different great groups. How did you put Eyes No Eyes together?
Well, Eyes No Eyes started with Ricky and I. He was talking about these songs. We're just chatting and he's like talking about these songs he'd written and saying he didn't have any vocals to them yet. And I like convinced him, I guess, to send his stuff to me. And I was really into the songs, and he'd written like these like 6-minute jams, you know, like heaps of guitar layers and pedals and stuff, and I just found it really easy to write to, so wrote over that, and kind of in response wrote like quite a few of my own songs as well. And then we ended up just having quite a lot of material, and we just sat on it for a while, and then Rowan from Wine Cellar asked if I'd sing for May Day last year, I think it was. And I just thought it'd be a good opportunity to kind of do a Eyes No Eyes gig, but we haphazardly got a band together because we had nothing. We were just really disorganized with it. And asked Joel Beebe, who plays bass, and Katie, who was our drummer, if they'd play. We ended up doing that May Day gig as our first Eyes No Eyes gig, and they were really awesome to collaborate with. So we pretty much just became a band and kept working on all the songs,
Talk to me about the sounds that you have ended up using for Eyes No Eyes.
A lot of it is, Ricky's really, in terms of the guitar, he's really the influence with that kind of side of things, you know, he has a really distinctive style, and I love kind of, you know, and then I sort of like write some of the form and the chords and everything, and so we kind of work together in that sense, you know, and then melodies and lyrics. And I think a lot of our influences are like the kind of Mazzy Star 90s vibe, you know, Cocteau Twins is a really big influence for me, and Slow Dive and My Bloody Valentine, and there's heaps more, I just can't think of any.
It's a pretty strong right now, list, though.
Yeah, we're sort of on the same the same wavelength with kind of what we like to hear lyrically and out of the guitar sounds and stuff.
Awesome. Let's talk about your number one BFM smash hit on TV. can you tell us a bit more about that track?
I was trying to think of I don't know whether I wrote it or Ricky wrote it. It was like a thing we did together, and I can't remember, to be honest. It's a really weird one. It's about a dream I had. I had this weird dream where I was like changing characters. It's so weird. And from like a drag queen, then back to myself. And at the end, I was just like sitting in the middle of nowhere trying to tell this person I loved them. It's so weird. And in the dream, a song was playing. Anyway, I woke up and it was the song I'd heard before, but I couldn't place it at the time. And everything kind of like the whole, I just completely forgot about it. I mean, the whole scenario came back to me. I was just sitting in just standing in a dairy, and the song was playing on MTV, and it was Stay by Rihanna.
Big track, big track.
Good track, pretty fucking cool. And it just brought back this whole dream and thinking of that song, and then so I just wrote the song about that, which is probably not at all what people thought the song was about. But yeah, and then yeah, somehow it was just this weird thing where the whole band just kind of collaborated together to create the sound, and yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us on the line tonight.
Cool. Thanks, Zach.
See ya. This is Eyes No Eyes with On TV.